We're going to leave Greenwich Village now. We're going to head north for a few blocks to West 23rd Street, where we'll find the Chelsea Hotel. This place has quite a history. Thomas Wolfe, Mark Twain, and Tennessee Williams stayed here. Sid killed Nancy in this hotel. Edgar Lee Masters, the author of the Spoon River Anthology, spent his last bitter years in this hotel. Arthur C. Clarke wrote 2001 A Space Odyssey here. William S. Burroughs wrote The Third Mind here. Jack Kerouac had a one-night stand with Gore Vidal in this hotel. And at 18 years old, Bob Dylan stayed here and took as his last name the first name of a poet who had come from Wales and died in this hotel after 18 straight whiskeys. A few years later, a young Jewish poet and songwriter from Montreal came here too. And of that time, he writes, I was a frequent rider of the elevator in this hotel. I was an expert on the buttons of that elevator. One of the few technologies I ever really mastered. The door opened. I walked in, put my finger right on the button, no hesitation. Great sense of mastery in those days. Late in the morning, early in the evening, I noticed a young woman in that elevator. She was riding it with as much delight as I was. Even though she commanded huge audiences, riding that elevator was the only thing she really knew how to do. My lung gathered my courage. I said to her, are you looking for someone? She said, yes, I'm looking for Kris Kristofferson. I said, little lady, you're in luck. I'm Kris Kristofferson. Those were generous times. Even though she knew that I was somewhat shorter than Kris Kristofferson, she never let on. Great generosity prevailed in those doom decades. Anyhow, I wrote this song for Janis Joplin in the Chelsea Hotel.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were acting so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. And those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love for the workers in song. Probably still is for those of them left. Ah, but you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away. I never once heard you say, I need you. I don't need you. I need you. I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. And you told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fists for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty. And you fixed yourself up and said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say I need you.
Come on.
I don't need you.
Come on.
I need you.
Come on.
I don't need you.
Come on.
And all of that jiving around. Suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fall and robin, but I remember you well at the Chelsea Hotel. That's all. I don't think of you that often.
Gillis, Miss Mike Ross.